Daily Light, July the 27th, morning. Christ, who is the image of God. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. He was manifested in the flesh, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Christ, who is the image of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. And Isaiah 40, verse 5. John 1, verses 18 and 14. John 14, 9. Hebrews 1, 3. 1 Timothy 3, 16. Colossians 1, 14 and 15. Romans 8, 29. And 1 Corinthians 15, 49. Daily Light, July the 27th, evening. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. When I am weak, then I am strong. And Asa cried to the Lord his God, O Lord, there is none like you to help between the mighty and the weak. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you. And in your name we have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armour of God. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. Psalm 18:39 and 2 Corinthians 12:10, 2 Chronicles 14:11, 2 Chronicles 18:31, Psalm 118:8 and 9, Psalm 33:16 and 17, and Ephesians 6:12 and 13.